This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, appendices, footnotes, and endnotes have been removed. To obtain the tables, figures, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the HTML or PDF version. January, 2011. International Review of Research in Open and Distance Learning. Special Issue, Prior, Experiential and Informal Learning in the Age of Information and Communication Technologies. The title of this article is, Prior Learning Assessment and Recognition, Emergence of a Canadian Community of Scholars. The author is Christine Whitehook, Thompson Rivers University, Canada. Abstract. Prior Learning Assessment and Recognition, PLAR, is the practice of reviewing, evaluating, and acknowledging the information, skills, and understanding that adult learners have gained through experiential or self-directed, informal, learning rather than through formal education. As our current economy and workplaces experience rapid and continuing change, PLAR offers a vital contribution to supporting lifelong and life-wide learning. Beyond significant benefits to individual adult learners in terms of confidence building and enhanced reflective capacity, PLAR's process translates personal and workplace learning into a portable format, a common coin suitable for public recognition in many different venues. PLAR has hence become an integral feature of lifelong learning policies around the globe and is closely linked with the implementation of national and transnational qualification frameworks. PLAR scholars have a vital role in ensuring that policy and practice in this important field is informed by innovative research. This brief report describes a workshop on scholarly PLAR research, held in Ottawa, Canada on November 6 and 7, 2010 with funding from the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council, SHRC. Background. In Canada, federal and provincial governments have recognized the importance of PLAR in a globalized knowledge economy. Policymakers appreciate its potential to contribute to economic and social development by reskilling workers from dying industries, enhancing labor mobility, and integrating immigrant workers into the Canadian labor force. Both levels of government have sponsored demonstration projects on PLAR implementation in a range of industry sectors, for example nursing, tourism, and applied research projects on various aspects of PLAR. Recognizing potential benefits from PLAR for adult learners, provincial governments provide financial support for PLAR services for students in community colleges and in many provinces, in universities. Given the high level of interest in PLAR amongst policymakers, a clear need exists for enabling and encouraging scholars to become critically engaged in this area. Two recent SHRC awards, to Belle Isle and her colleagues and to Conrad, attest to the scholarly merit of PLAR research. Nevertheless, Canadian scholarly research on PLAR is scant. Van Cleef recently collected and analyzed Canadian PLAR research reports dating from 1995 to 2009. Although she identified over 80 qualitative and quantitative studies, only 7 appeared in peer-reviewed journals. 8 of the 80 studies were master's or doctoral theses. These findings indicate that the large majority of PLAR research is taking place on the periphery of or completely outside of the scholarly community, without the benefit of the stimulation and critical review of the peer review process. PLAR researchers recognize the importance of stimulating the growth of PLAR scholarship. One of the dilemmas facing PLAR researchers is that they represent many different disciplinary affiliations. Although adult education could be considered the discipline originally associated with PLAR, researchers currently active in the field also come from other areas of education, higher education, vocational education, early childhood education, economics, management studies, medical disciplines, notably nursing, psychology, labor studies, and women's studies. PLAR scholars are thus challenged to keep abreast of advances in PLAR research that occur in so many different disciplines. This diversity also makes it difficult for PLAR scholars to convene in any regular way at discipline-focused scholarly events. Recognizing the obstacles to cross-disciplinary scholarly discourse on PLAR, Thompson Rivers University has created the Prior Learning International Research Center, PLIRC. At PLIRC's inaugural meeting in July 2009, internationally known scholars presented papers on research activities in their geographic areas, Australia, Canada, EU, South Africa, UK, USA, and OECD member countries. Judy Harris, co-editor of the critically received book, Retheorizing the Recognition of Prior Learning, has edited the resultant collected papers with co-editors Dr. Mignon Breyer and Dr. Christine Whitlock. Entitled Researching the Recognition of Prior Learning, the book will be published in 2011 by the National Institute for Adult Continuing Education, NIACE. The papers provide a current international snapshot of PLAR research activities and findings. The endnote presents a synthesis of themes that emerged from the review of international research and suggests an international research agenda. PLRC provides updates on development in PLAR scholarship from around the world and hosts a members-only discussion forum. Special interest groups have begun to emerge within the PLRC discussions, for example e-portfolio research. PLAR research in Canada. The fragmentation of the international PLAR field is mirrored in Canadian research. While a critical mass of PLAR scholars potentially exists, disciplinary differences impede the creation of an active community of scholarship. Not only do Canadian PLAR researchers lack the stimulation of an active community, the lack of community makes it challenging to find peer reviewers for grant applications and papers submitted to journals. Another serious issue is the difficulty of convening supervisory committees for graduate students, and this problem is becoming critical as PLAR scholars retire. One venue where PLAR scholars do cross paths with some regularity is the Canadian Association of Prior Learning Assessments, CAPLA, annual conference, although this is a practitioner's rather than a scholar's conference. That is, it is primarily an opportunity for public dissemination of policy developments and project findings, not an opportunity to engage in scholarly debate at a high level. Presentations at the CAPLA conference are not peer-reviewed and hence have contributed little to the development of scholarly careers in Canada. Because of the cross-disciplinary attraction of CAPLA and the opportunity to communicate research findings directly to practitioners, however, there is some advantage in maintaining a connection to the conference. Nevertheless, based on the understanding that PLAR scholars could benefit from a focused forum that could engage a community of scholars in the kind of discussion that would advance scholarly knowledge within the PLAR field, the research workshop Prior Learning Assessment and Recognition, Emergence of a Canadian Community of Scholars was held prior to the 2010 CAPLA conference. Intended to bring Canadian PLAR scholars together to build a PLAR research community and a Canadian PLAR research agenda, the workshop specified the following objectives: to map the territory of PLAR research currently being undertaken in Canada, including research by graduate students; to identify future directions for Canadian PLAR research and the contribution this research might make to the international research agenda developed by the PLRC scholars; to identify possible interprovincial, cross-disciplinary, and international research projects that Canadian PLAR scholars could undertake. A workshop format, rather than a conference, was chosen because given the current lack of an existing PLAR research community in Canada, a conference with this focus would be unlikely to attract significant numbers of scholars. Invited participants included Canadian scholars who had published on PLAR in the past 5 years, graduate students conducting research in this field, and two international PLAR scholars, Dr. Judy Harris from the UK and South Africa, and Dr. Nan Travers from the United States. The workshop format allowed the informal discussion and dialogue needed to develop a Canadian PLAR research agenda. Workshop presentations. The workshop commenced with a keynote presentation from Dr. David Livingstone of the Ontario Institute for Studies in Education, OIC. His presentation offered information from a series of national surveys conducted from 1998 to 2010 on work and lifelong learning. This data provided useful background on the Canadian public's interest in having their learning recognized through PLAR. Ms. Joy Van Cleef, CEO of the Canadian Institute for Recognizing Learning and also a doctoral student, shared the results of her effort to identify and categorize Canadian English language PLAR research. Dr. Rachel Belisle followed with a complimentary presentation of Canadian Francophone research in the field, including her own. These two presentations gave grounds for cautious optimism that PLAR research is emerging as a distinctive field of study in Canada. After these overview presentations, a number of scholars each shared his or her research. While several of the presenters shared a common background in adult education, their research interests with regard to FLAR were diverse. Dr. Angelina Wong presented on the relationship between research on service learning and FLAR in the university context. Dr. Shai Bai Guo framed his research on FLAR for immigrants in terms of recognitive justice. Dr. Diane Conrad discussed the critical role of writing and language in the development of FLAR portfolios. Barbara Reed shared the preliminary findings from her master's research on the role of informal and non-formal learning in higher education. Dr. Leah Moss reported on her doctoral work on FLAR in a military college setting. Two presenters came from the health field. Elaine Santamina reported on work regarding development of an online instrument used in determining degree equivalency of internationally educated nurses. Daphne Lordley provided a synthesis of several research studies she has conducted with regard to the use of FLAR in professional education for dietitians. In the discussions that followed each presentation, various synergies among research interests emerged. For example, Guo's work with immigrants resonated with Santamina's work with internationally educated nurses. Belau's work parallels Conrad's work in exploring the role of language in FLAR work. The two researchers from the health field realized they share common concerns and questions with regard to FLAR, even though they work in different health disciplines. Harris's presentation of themes emerging from the upcoming PLRC book on international FLAR research allowed the attending scholars to see how the state of FLAR research in Canada mirrors that of the international scene. This message was reinforced by Travers' presentation of FLAR research in the United States. In brief, to advance FLAR research in Canada and internationally, researchers in the field need to do the following. 1. Consolidate the fragments in favor of cumulative research. 2. Extend types of qualitative and quantitative research and the way we do mixed method research. 3. Bring more and different theoretical lenses to FLAR research. 4. Bring social science and economic research into dialogue. 5. Strengthen links between policy, research, and scholarly research. 6. Undertake more nuanced research, particular role players, particular issues, bringing specialist and generalist research together. 7. Train and mentor new researchers and form research partnerships. Follow-up communication from workshop participants has indicated that the workshop succeeded in mapping the territory of Canadian scholarly research in FLAR, making the participants more aware of what research has been done or is in progress. Participants anticipate engaging in dialogue with each other individually about specific research interests and questions through membership in PLRC. Several of the scholars have indicated a resolve to submit their work to peer-reviewed journals or books. Finally, the participants expressed an interest in congregating again in the future, possibly in conjunction with the Congress of the Social Sciences and Humanities, a major scholarly meeting held annually in Canada. A Canadian community of FLAR scholars has begun to emerge. This is the end of the article, Prior Learning Assessment and Recognition, Emergence of a Canadian Community of Scholars. The text format is available on the IRODL website www.irodl.org. Goodbye.